It's sports time!
Good afternoon, sports fans, and today we are back with, as promised, another episode talking about football. And today, like I said, we're going to do the AFC. I mean, the NFC. We did the AFC last time. And let's get straight into it. I'm trying to do these daily now, so hope you guys enjoy. Let's get into it, like I just said. Now, I want to start off. Normally, I start off with the top division I see on my screen, which is the NFC East. But I want to drop down and look at the NFC West, NFC North, and then we'll see where it takes us. So right now in the NFC West, we have the Niners, who right now lead in 9-1. Honestly, surprising. They only beat the Cardinals by 10. I expected more from the defense to not let up 26 points, and I'm just trying to see, like, is this kind of like, if I'm looking at a team like 49ers, I'm not saying this is a Super Bowl team this year, because it's not a Super Bowl team. They don't have the experience yet, and they don't have a better, they need like another threat besides George Kittle, who's right now injured. So, just to go quickly through the injuries, the biggest ones, they have Matt Breida, who has an ankle injury. Dee Ford, a defensive lineman. If you guys don't know, Matt Breida is a running back. Their kicker is out. George Kittle, probably the most important person out. Also, Dennis Pitta, Joe Stanley, and Emmanuel Sanders, Tevin Coleman also. So this is really where injuries really start hurting, because these last few games, they're not very easy. The Packers is a very hard game. Now, I'm going to say they clinched the playoffs, but do they win the division? Well, we'll get into that right now. So right now they're 9-1, and against the Packers. Now, if you're looking at a team like Green Bay, they've been like really well. They've been playing really well, and I think that if this Niners defense let the Cardinals score 26 and they don't have George Kittle for next week, let's just assume that, then the Packers will win. It really depends on George Kittle, but I'm going to say Packers win. So that pushes them to 9-2. And the Ravens, they can beat the Patriots 9-3. Now the Saints, I'm going to give them a win against the Saints here, because they lost to the Falcons. I feel like they're a little bit shaky, and I just feel like the 49ers are more sophisticated in that area. So that moves them up to 10-3. Then they have the Falcons, which should be good. 11-4, Rams, which need to win 12, and they should lose to the Seahawks in the last game, I predict. So I think they'll go 12-4. Honestly, not a bad record, but for how they're doing right now, they're going to drop a few games in the last weeks. So if you're a 49ers fan, expect kind of like mixed outcomes. Now moving on to the Seahawks, and we're actually not going to talk about the Rams, because in the NFC, it's such a powerful division. Maybe we'll talk about the Rams when we get to the wild card debate. But right now, we're just talking about division leaders. And really, I don't think the Rams will be a wild card team, because this 49ers or Seahawks, not either of them, they can't both be division leaders. So one of them's going to have the wild card, and the Rams shouldn't make it, because Packers and Vikings are also really close, and Vikings are much better than the Rams, so they should, or Packers, so they should probably get a bye. I mean, the wild card. So I'm going to count the Rams out. The Cardinals don't have a chance. So now, back to the Seahawks. Now, they played the Eagles, which is going to be a great match, and a lot of these games are going to be good. So the Eagles next week, I think it's Seattle's game, because of how Russell Wilson's been playing, just like in general about how clutch he is and how he can kind of do it himself. I do think it'll be a close game. Now against the Vikings, though, I feel like that's different, because Dalvin Cook, if he's on point again, and this Seattle Seahawks defense, see, it's not the greatest, it's not horrible, but it's still, like, is it enough to contain this team, the Vikings team? And right now, their defense is ranked 7th in points. So they let up 27 points, 4th most yards, 10th most passing yards, 6th most rushing yards. So Is that the offense or the defense? I'm pretty sure that's the defense. So they're not the best defense. So against the Vikings, I'm going to say an L. But so that pushes their record. So right now they're 8-2. They'll win their next game against the Eagles, 9-2. Lose to the Vikings, 9-3. Beat the Rams, 10-3. Beat the Seahawks, 11-3. Beat the Cardinals, 12-3. And beat the Niners, 13-3. So I have the Seahawks taking the division just off like how hard like the Niners schedule is. I feel like really with any other games, the Niners would probably take it, but the Niners have a much harder schedule. Now we're going to skip the Cardinals, except for Kyler Murray, because I think offensive rookie of the year, probably. Nobody comes to mind right as I think about it. I'm probably forgetting something super obvious. And, yeah, but, like, forgive me. Defensive rookie of the year is on the Niners with Joey Bosa, for sure. Yes, he is the defensive rookie of the year no matter what. Unless he gets injured and has bad games. Then, you know, it's up there, but it should be Bosa. Now, talking about the Vikings, second in the division to the Packers, but they also haven't had their bye week yet, so they're really the same record. Vikings 8-3, Packers 8-2. Now, next week they play the Seahawks. I said the Seahawks would win. I said the Vikings would win, so that pushes them to a record of 9-3. Then going through these last games, they should be able to beat three of these last games, but they're not going to beat the Packers. So if I have them, losing one game, so 9-3, then winning three games. So now they're up to, so they should finish the year 12-4, which isn't bad for Minnesota. And then the Packers, I expect that they'll take the division. They have the Niners, which I think I said the Packers just because they're like better well-rounded. Then they have the Giants, Redskins, Bears, Vikings, Lions. They should win all of those games. So they're six. They have six more games. They should end the year 14-2, which is very good for them, having a bounce back year. New coach, new everything. And after a tough game against the Lions, against the Chargers, they bounce back. So good for them. Not much competition for the Saints here. Maybe next year if the Panthers can expand in free agency, they'll improve more and put up a real rival, but the Saints got it made. They have top receivers and corners locked on max deals, a top running back locked on a max deal, and a quarterback for the future who should probably stay with the Saints. So the Saints fans don't really have much to worry about. Well, Lions fans do, because they're not getting any better. If I'm Matthew Stafford, I want to go to a team where I can win. Because right now, the Lions are in a team where I can win. They're just not good enough. It's very hard to describe it because their team, it never gets drastically better. And every year, I feel like it kind of drops. And they never, like, get that big of free agents. They're just, like, not a big team. And I think that's really hard for them. But if I'm Matt Stafford, I want to go to a place where I can win. And really, there's so many places right now that you could go. But if I'm looking, I'm going to take a quick look back at the AFC. The AFC South is a really division up for grabs. And I'm like, if the Titans, you know, they offer to sign me, Tannehill's not going to stay there for long. All right? I'm just going to say that now. Titans fans, don't count on Tannehill being good. Just don't understand. He's kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick. No, he's not at all like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He like shows flashes of being good and then gets injured. So it's just really, unfortunate for people who like the Dolphins had him for 10 years. They got their, or the Dolphins had them for 6 years, got their hopes up every year, got injured every year. And when he didn't get injured, he was pretty solid. So, but he's not a quarterback that the Titans should be planning to have on for the future. Now, moving on to the Bears, this team, last year they were 12-4. This year they're 4-6. And if you just want to, they don't have an easy schedule either. Play the Giants, but then they play Lions, Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, Vikings, and maybe they'll beat the Lions. No, they'll beat the Giants. I'm a Giants fan, but still, there's just no really telling with this team. Could they be like, their defense is good. Mitch Trubisky is overrated so much. And it just, they keep on going through running backs. I don't know what happened with Tariq Cohen this year, but it's just, it's been kind of a mess for them. So moving on, we have the NFC East. Right now, the Eagles and the Cowboys are the front runners to win it, and they will probably be in there. Now here's the thing. Whoever doesn't win the division isn't going to go to the wild card, because the Seahawks or the 49ers could win the division, and the Packers or the Vikings could win the division. So, and I know both of those teams are better than the Eagles and the Cowboys. So this is they need to win right here. So look at the Cowboys schedule. They play the Patriots next week. So that moves them to 6-5. They should be able to beat the Bills. They're a lot stronger of a team. But if you're looking at this, they've won 3 out of their last 4 games, but those haven't been very hard games. The hardest game being against the Eagles. So then they should be able to win. If they lose their first game against the Patriots, 6-5, they should be able to beat the Bills, the Cowboys, the Rams. I'm going to say a loss to the Eagles. I just feel that they'll come back for the second time. And the Redskins. So they should win 4 out of their next game. So that should put them up to 10-6 on the year. While the Eagles, which is a team that is either going to win or is either going to get the division or the wild, is not going to get the wild card, has a different schedule, because they play the Seahawks, and that's going to be a loss. They're just not the good. They're not good enough. So that moves them to 5-6. But then they should be able to win all of their games. So 5-6, and then 5-6, and they win 5 games. That's 10-6. So both of these teams should be tied for the top of the division. It'll be very interesting. So let's say they are tied, and my predictions are right. And you got to go back to see who's won the harder games. So the Cowboys, their hardest game that they won was against the Eagles. Unless they beat the Patriots, that's their hardest game. They lost to their other hard teams, which were the Saints, really, that's it, and the Vikings. So if the Eagles have a hard matchup that they won, they should be able to win this division. They lost to the Patriots. They lost to the Vikings. So really none of them have won that major of games. And their biggest game was against the Ravens in the preseason, where they won, but that's where they lost. So there's really not that many. Never mind. They beat the Packers. So if the Eagles, if they come out at the same record, I would say that Philadelphia takes the division. So that's good for Eagles fans. And that is it. I'm pretty sure I've covered everything. The Falcons, I don't even know. Do you remember in 2017 that the Falcons were a Super Bowl team? Just think about that for a minute. And do you remember that last year the Rams were in the Super Bowl? You just think about how much everything's changed in a year. The Bears were 12-4 last year, and the Packers were at the bottom of the division. This is how much it changes in one year. Last year, 2 years ago, the Niners were one of the worst teams in the league. Jimmy G got injured last year, and now he's come back, played like a stud. And it's just incredible to watch how in one year so much changes. Except in the NFC East, when the Giants are trash, the Redskins are trash, and the Eagles and Cowboys are both mediocre, like every year. All right, that's it for all, and signing off, and I'll see you next time. Bye.